Yeah, there's a lot of graft, but Andy's a fantastic player, as you know, and he should have won basically. I got lucky, and I'm over the moon with that really, and I'm going to move on to my next game now.
Yeah, into the second round of the William Hill World Championship on your debut. This has been some year for you already.
It's been a brilliant year. I mean, also being signed by Target's a massive thing for me, and hopefully I'm going to build on that and try and make my way into top 32, top 16, just keep going.
It's, you know, a former finalist you've beaten there. It could be a Grand Prix champion that you face in the next round in Robert Thornton. I mean, it doesn't get any easier, does it?
I don't worry about who I'm playing. I concentrate on my own game, and that's all I've ever done. Robert's great, but he's also got his flaws, and I'll try and capitalise on every one of them.
It's fair to say that you're probably going to have to improve on that level of performance to make a big impression in this tournament in the later stages, but we know you're capable of it. You've won a Pro Tour event this year already.
I've no doubt I will, but I've got to get used to the TV stage and stuff like that, and this is just another hurdle for me, and I've got over it. I've won my first TV game, and I'm looking for winning another one now, so whoever's next, they've got an handful for to do.
We did see you at the match play, and obviously, you know, you gave a producer a decent display, nearly got through the first round in the end, but this is something different, isn't it? The William Hill World Championship. The crowd's big. It's, you know, one of the iconic stages of world darts, and they're right upon you here as well, a bit like they are in Blackpool, the fans.
Yeah, it's every boy's dream, isn't it? Every man's dream. If you're a dart player, you want to be there, and I'm lucky enough at being, and I'm humble about it, and I'm really excited about next game, and let's see, dreams are coming true.